shake your ass. You've got to get up and go to work, or get yourself to class. It doesn't matter what you do, we're glad you like our show. And if you don't enjoy our chat, we'll tell you where to go. We start the show off every day with a jingle that's so long. It's a chance for you and me to sing to our brand new cheesy song.
Brand new cheesy song. Brand new cheesy song. Brand new cheesy song.
Good morning from the Chris Moyle Show.
Good morning
from the Chris Moyle Show.
Good morning from the Chris Moyle Show.
It's just a silly jingle that we always like to play. The song will get stuck in your head, you'll be singing it all day. So don't you fight the feeling, cause you know that it's so wrong to try and not sing nice and loud to our brand new cheesy song.
Brand new cheesy song. Brand new cheesy song.
Welcome. Hello, hello, hello. It's 2 minutes past seven. It's Monday morning. It's the 17th of September, 2007.
Already?
Yeah. It's quite scary. And we're just a few weeks away from our new start time of 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
Which is going to be great. 6:30 to 7. You're going to hear pre-recorded links from the day before with records. And then me coming in at 7 o'clock.
Good morning.
That's the only way it'll work, isn't
it? The only way it's going to work now, I'm realising.
Is there any way we can do pre-recorded news and sport?
Yeah.
Not really.
Of course there is.
Not the day before.
You just need to get one of them machines that Dave's got at his house.
Yeah.
You know, we all need to have babies in the next couple of weeks, and then we get these studios at home. Brilliant.
Fancy bedroom studio thing. Mm. Talking of babies, congratulations to Sarah Cox.
Yeah. Oh, so I believe.
Who announced yesterday that she's preggers.
Is it yours?
Nope.
No. Well, I just thought it may have been yours, since you're the baby machine.
No.
Anybody gets pregnant now, I automatically think it's you.
Nothing to do with me.
Well, there you go. That's good news. Good, God love Sarah. And I like him. He's a nice fellow.
Yeah.
We've met him a few
times.
He's
a nice guy, isn't he?
So well done. I think that's how I say well done.
Hmm.
It's not like winning a car, is it? I think it's...
No, it's not the same as winning a car.
The well done isn't the right thing to say, though, is it?
No.
Congratulations is good.
Well done's all right.
Well done.
Well,
I mean, really, let's be honest, what has she done?
Well...
Yeah.
He's done all the work.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
But she's still got, you know, the difficult bit ahead.
Well, she's got the tough bit now.
You know.
But I saw her the other day, she looked great as well. Came in a little dress and, you know, looking all pretty and... Congratulations. And so she'll be off.
Yeah, she will.
She'll be off doing mummy stuff. We should hire JK and Joel back to do the fill-in work for now. Sarah, who does the fill-in work now, she's gone.
So she's just announced now. Where are we? September, October, November.
All we need now is Edith Bowman and Joe Wyden to get pregnant again. Our old station's off here.
When's that then? About March?
Yeah.
How pregnant is Sarah at the moment?
Next year, anyway, won't
it? Yeah.
Well, it's normally 3 months, isn't it, before you wait to announce it to the world, so probably another six to go.
Rather have an iPod. Especially the new ones look really good.
And you genuinely would.
Genuinely, and you know I ain't joking. Well, very interesting weekend for everybody. this weekend. I've had my cousin with me for the last few days, and so we've been looking after her. And
is she back now, or is she?
She's back now. She's back home in Dublin, and it was great. And we had a busy, just a busy weekend of of various drinking things and events. And I said to her the other day, yesterday we dropped her back to the airport, and I said, well, you know, we've had a nice time. She came out, but she just needed a bit of a break, and just, you know, a few days in London with a cousin and stuff, and it was nice. And I said, I hope it's been all right, because I was aware we'd been out a couple of times boozing. And then,
she's not averse to boozing, though, is she?
No, not at all, but you just think, you know, we didn't really take you anywhere, and she looked at me, she went, yeah, you did. And I worked out, she arrived Wednesday, so I picked her up from the airport, and then we went for kind of like a late lunch, and then Wednesday night we all went out for a few drinks. Me, Susie's in town, and everybody was out. It was the football as well, so everybody was out. So she met loads of people she'd met before, and she met some new people. It was all good. And Thursday she came into the show. She sat in the corner of the studio, so she met Wasson Chops, Peter Crouch's missus, Abby Canson,
yeah,
and all that. Nice. Saw the show. And then we went to see Prince Thursday night.
So it's not been bad, really, has it?
So that was all right. And then Friday... What did we do Friday?
I don't know, but then it was Jodie's birthday Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah. What did we do Friday? On Friday we ended up going out to our favourite restaurant, to Gilgamesh, and having a big nice night there. Mm-hmm. It was all good, quite impromptu, but a nice little night. And Saturday, went to Spurs Arsenal.
Yeah.
At White Hart Lane, and then went out for Jodie's birthday Saturday, and then Sunday got up and went for a late breakfast, like 10 of us. Gee, I haven't stopped. I absolutely haven't stopped.
She's had a great few days in London.
I'm a great host. Mm. I really am.
Can we all come and stay with you for a weekend?
If you want.
He's only got one futon on the floor.
Yeah. It's comfy, though.
Is it?
Well, no, but that's why I take them out and get them drunk before they go to bed.
You need six pints to sleep
absolutely,
on it.
Absolutely, yeah. Once you've had a few beers, that feels like the comfiest bed in the world. While I was out the other day, Tim, our friend, who used to work here, Tim from Accounts, a.k.a. Tim Rupdog, a.k.a. on Facebook, Tim DeBear.
Yeah.
Don't know what that's all about. He said to me the other day, he goes, oh, I've got some things for Dave's baby. If I give them to you, will you pass them on? I said, yeah, of course I will. So he turns up to the pub on Wednesday, bearing in mind, we're settling in for quite a nice little drink. And just goes, hey, there you go. I thought I'd just bring him. And I'm thinking, oh, don't do that, because you know I'm going to leave
him. Because you'll leave him under a table.
But luckily Sophie was there, so that was fine. And do you remember a few years ago, I told the story about my brother at Christmas time. He didn't believe in wrapping presents.
Yes.
As long as it was in a bag of some sort.
Then that's fine.
You know, and you don't want to be ungrateful because he's bought you a lovely Christmas present, but at the same time, you do sit there and go, dude, you got to wrap them. You got to just put them in a John Lewis bag with gaffer tape. It's not, you know. Well, I don't do wrapping.
But that's when he was going through that dark phase, wasn't it? When he grew his hair like Oliver Cromwell.
Well, anyway, I have your present from Tim.
Well, thank you, Tim, if you're listening. We should really have arranged to meet up. Well, thank you.
There you go.
It's very kind of you.
It really is. It's a bag of clothes.
Well, that's lovely.
But I've got to be honest, I don't think that's going to fit you or Jane.
No, they're not for us.
I think it's all for the baby.
No, they're for Nicole. Have you seen this little
socks.
Baby socks there?
Hang on a second. Stop. Carrie, what did you just say?
What?
What did you just say?
I said, oh, it's socks.
No, what did you say? You said little socks. Oh, little socks. What size socks do you expect baby to be wearing? Why do women do this? Oh, look at this little...
She's not got flippers.
Look at the little hands there.
That's lovely.
If I had hands like David Seaman, you'd be worried.
Mm. Can I just ask a quick question?
Yeah.
What kind of hair did Oliver Cromwell have?
Kind of long, flowing hair.
Very similar to my brother's.
Flowing locks, which they used to cascade down his head. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Oh, Kieran looked like for a bit.
So that was my weekend. Meanwhile, Dave and Rachel and Alad had a very bizarre weekend ghost hunting with Yvette Fielding, formerly of Blue Peter and children's sitcom Seaview. So I haven't heard anything about it yet, and we'll talk about it later, but good?
It was very, very good.
It was a brilliant weekend.
Right. Did it put the willies up you?
Yes.
Rachel's very freaked out this morning.
Is she?
I'm not freaked out, but it was a really, really good weekend, but it's going to be very, very funny watching us.
So, in all seriousness, how many times did you catch Yvette Fielding kicking doors, right, behind your back? Oh, what was that? What was, did you hear that?
In all seriousness, never.
Oh, please.
And it was genuinely a very enlightening and possibly, not for me, but for others, scary weekend. Yeah.
And liar.
I bet you scream like a girl.
I learned something this weekend which I never knew about Rachel. Something very different that none of us know about Rachel.
She's a man.
I will tell you that.
She's a ghost.
Shortly.
Should we play Guess What later?
Yeah, we could play Guess What if you want.
What? How many times did Allard scream?
Allard was actually very composed.
Really?
Yeah, Allard was...
How many times did you scream? More than Allard? You're such a girl.
Do you know what?
I knew you would.
Yeah. Oh. Talk about this later, but we all turned into very different characters. Well, I accentuated mine, but it's really interesting.
Was it haunted house?
Two
different houses.
No.
Well, no, one house and then one very, very scary place.
We should have gone. Just to poo-poo the whole thing.
I tell you what, honestly.
Oh, my God, what was that? That was you, Yvette. That was you. No, it wasn't. Oh, my God. Isn't it cold in here? No, love.
Let's turn the aircon down.
You
would have been terrified.
You will take the place that they took us and you would
please,
hate it.
Please, are not haunted buildings. It's all a farce. It's
but you sleep with the whole light on because you're scared of the dark.
I don't like the dark.
Always.
Yeah, but that's not because I believe in ghosts.
I thought that was
because I don't like the dark.
I thought it was a joke.
No.
No, since a kid. It's the same way that I'm scared of dogs. It's not like...
Yeah.
I don't think a dog's going to, you know, go... and float around.
But you do now genuinely have a hall light on.
No. I always have.
You
and
do.
And the door slightly ajar.
Do you know what I did last night? Do you know what? I closed the door last
did
night.
Did you?
Yeah.
There's a big, big brave boy.
Yeah. So I kept the light on, but I closed the door.
But you've still got one of those little plug-in lights, haven't you?
No. In the bedroom was dark last night. I was on my own. If I sleep on my own, I have the light on.
The man who fronted the big BBC BBC Ed event for, you know, climate change and stuff keeps a light bulb on all evening, every night. Yeah.
It's an energy saving bulb.
Oh, is it? That's fine.
The halogen spots. Yeah. Anyway, but only at the end. No, last night I did. I slept in the dark because I actually couldn't sleep. And I'm starting to realise maybe that's why I'm having trouble sleeping because I have the light on. But that's because I'm scared of it's just a childhood thing. Mm. But I'm not, you know, you switch the lights off in the hall of the base. Shut up. Christ, I'm trying to talk. Got the London Philharmonic behind me. If you switch all the lights off now in this studio, because we're in the basement, right? So if all the lights went off in the basement, there's no windows, you can't see out, and I had to try and find my way into the other studio, I would look hilarious, because I have no sense of direction or where I am. Mm. So I get up in the middle of the night to go for a wee. I know that at the end of my bedroom, there is a door which leads to the ensuite.
Yeah. And if not, then there's
a door. And next to that is a door that leads to the, out of the bedroom. And I will kind of walk around like that. I can't see anything. I'm falling really? On my way around.
You need to eat more carrots. Get your night vision better.
Yeah, that works. That's true. Yeah. Well, sadly, we don't all live in a Bugs Bunny cartoon without a foot.
Try it now.
Well, I can see. You've just dimmed the lights. I can still see. We're surrounded by 15 screens. And that's just a Geordie voice.
Warmer.
I'd love to do it. We'll have to talk about it later.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, you know, if I walk down a corridor with the light off and you tap me on the shoulder, I'll go, oh, you little git. But I don't think it's a monster. I don't think it's someone from the dead trying to come and kill me. You know, years ago, a man lived here once and he died. I don't think it's him. I just think it's you tapping me on the shoulder. I'm not expecting it.
You would have been terrified.
I wouldn't have been terrified.
Although, I have to say that, without giving too much away...
Because I've seen the show, I know what Yvette Fielding does. She goes, oh my God, the temperature's really dropped, hasn't it? I'm like, no, it hasn't bloody dropped. Oh, it's an old house, there's no heating on.
But without giving anything away, the first part of the evening, we had to film something outside a pub in Barking.
I never enjoyed that.
I tell you what, and that was scarier than anything else we did.
Really?
Barking on a Friday night was terrifying. It was like Barking Uncovered with all these chavs and stuff.
When does this...
Seriously.
When does this...
It's like a war zone.
A chav ghost.
Hello, if you're Barking.
Harry, what have you done?
I just tried to scare you onto the team.
I'll scare you in a minute. I've just broke wind.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a chavvy ghost. That'd be funny.
I just been down to Lizzie Duke and got this lovely sovereign ring.
When does it go out on the telly?
It goes out around Christmas time.
Right. Oh, brilliant. It's part of the Christmas Day schedule on Bravo.
It's either Christmas, time. November or January. It's somewhere around there.
I can't wait to see it.
Good morning, Chris Moyle Show. Good morning, Chris Moyle Show.
I am the voice of a vet fielding.
Right, 16 minutes past seven. Good morning.
International Radio.
Yeah. Love that record. I think it's brilliant. Mm. Angry Mob, Kaiser Chiefs, the album, the whole album's really good. If you don't like the Kaiser Chiefs, then don't bother. But if you do, it's brilliant.
Yeah, it won't really be your thing if you're not.
Although, try it.
Chiefs.
You never know. Angry Mob, Kaiser Chiefs, before that, Beyonce, Crazy in Love. Stephen Cams.
Cambridgeshire, that stands for.
No, he Cams. He's just texting going, I've only just got the Puka Tuka joke. Which is the Paul Turner, Jamie Oliver line.
That was actually a genuine mistake, that line, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The Chris Moyle Show on Radio 1. It's what Jamie Oliver listens to when he's cooking his Puka Tuka.
Because we get Paul, our American voiceover guy, to do these sessions in America, and we send him the scripts, we don't actually tell him how to pronounce things. So when he saw Puka Tuka,
it came back... just giving it away now to all those people who haven't got it.
Came back as Puka Tuka.
There will be thousands... Here's the scary thing when you've got 8 million listeners. There will be tens and tens of thousands of people, enough to fill several Premiership football grounds, who are now going, Puka Tuka, of course.
The Chris Moyle Show on Radio 1. It's what Jamie Oliver listens to when he's cooking his Puka Tuka.
They'll be now going, Puka Tuka, of course.
Puka Tuka.
Puka Tuka sounds like a dish. Speaking of dishes, Sophie went to Hell's Kitchen on Saturday night as a hot date of Andy Peters.
Did she? Where were you? Were you in the pub getting
smashed? It was Jodie's birthday.
Oh, of course it was.
So I couldn't make it. I thought this might have been revealed on the show last night, but it wasn't. Right at the end of the night, Andy goes up to the pass, to the kitchen.
Yeah.
And says, I don't suppose there's any dessert left, as we'd like to wrap some up and take some back for Chris Moyles. So I got back from the pub, early hours of, late Saturday night, and Sophie had been telling us about it, and she said, oh, I've got you a present. So I thought she'd nick like a beer mat or something.
Spoon,
you know what I mean?
Or something.
No, I had some treacle tart cooked by Brian Dowling.
Lovely.
How was it?
Nice.
Was it?
Yeah, all right. Cooked by Brian Dowling, wrapped up by Barry McGuigan. Nice.
It's not often you get that.
That's the final tonight between Adele and Barry McGuigan. I'm enjoying it. I think it's a good little show. Andy Steaton, still not sure about that, but, all good. So she said it was great. She said you go in and it is. Once you're inside, it's a proper restaurant.
So what time does she have to leave then for that on Saturday?
Oh, she had to be there for 7 o'clock.
Did she?
Mm. Show's on till 9. She'll be there for 7 o'clock. And, but she said it was great. It's quite weird, but, and she said, and Marco, and all the celebrities, she goes, I know it's a TV show, but she said, you get there, you just see them in the kitchen working for the whole, they ain't TV.
Hmm.
You don't see Marco kind of like sitting in the corner having a fag or something. They're grafting, but they're proper working. Hmm. Screw that.
I'd like to see you on that one day.
What?
On, something like Hell's Kitchen.
I wouldn't last a day.
But you were funny on the F word when you were cooking.
Yeah, but that was, what was that? That was 5 minutes, 20 minutes in the kitchen.
Fair point.
Of doing, right, what Gordon Ramsay told me to do with the ingredients that cut it, well, with him doing the same next bit, I just mirrored what he did. You can't really get that wrong.
But, you know, genuinely, though,
I'm making a cup of tea.
I think that you would actually enjoy learning about food, and this isn't a joke or anything. I think you would actually enjoy learning how to cook properly, and I think that you take a real pride in it, and I think that you take it very seriously.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be able to handle that shouting around in the kitchen thing. It would irritate me. I'd go the ump and storm off.
Would you?
Yeah. I know what I'm like. Come on, Miles, come on, let's go. So don't, seriously, don't, dude, don't, stop shouting at me. Come on, we need these things. Yeah, they'll be ready in a minute. Go ball your head, I'm doing something. Nah, I won't be able to handle that. But it's the final tonight. Between Adele and Barry. Ooh. You know, I think, I like Barry, and I was not a big Adele fan before, but I think she's come across as a nice girl, and she's worked really hard, so if she wins, then great, you know.
If Barry wins, then great also.
I'll be pleased for both of them.
Best of luck.
Really well. Got a text from someone saying, Chris, hope you're well, I'm going to the Live Music Awards on Wednesday, I'm doing this, you know, I did this last year.
Yeah, yeah.
Hosting the certain mobile phone Live Music Awards Wednesday night, and it says I'm looking forward to you presenting it. I got set up by my mates to ride the Jiggy Bank on Anton Deck on Saturday, so hoping for no surprise on Wednesday from Vicky. I don't know whether that is Vicky who rode the Jiggy Bank.
I didn't see Anton Deck.
Top lineup.
Was it good?
Top lineup this week included Max Beasley and Jonathan Wilkes. You know, Anton Deck and Robbie Williams are now the only people left on the planet who will give work to Jonathan Wilkes. And I know now that he'll get the arse because I've made a joke about him and he always gets upset. But it's now, literally, they are the only people who will employ Jonathan. It's Anton Deck and Robbie Williams. The last time I saw Jonathan Wilkes on TV was something to do with Robbie Williams, and before that was about a year before, and it was something to do with Anton Deck. But it was very funny. They do the Beat the Boys thing, driving around the track and all that. It was very funny.
It's a good show, no? It's a
great show.
Shame I missed it. I'll try and record it next week.
Anyone else see Chappers on TV? Was it yesterday, wearing a, like, V-neck jumper and a shirt?
I've never seen the Sky thing, the Premier All-Stars thing, was that?
No, it's Italian football.
Italia he does now.
But isn't he taking part in Sky's... Look, there's so much to talk about.
The All-Stars.
Yeah, this Premier League All-Stars. You know what this is?
No, is that like the match type
thing? Yeah, but it's a really good idea. They're taking every team in the Premiership, and it's going to be on for a few weeks. So each team has got a couple of ex-legends and a couple of celebrity fans. So you have the full Premiership table... Everton, Liverpool, Manchester United, Man City, whatever, Chelsea. You get all players and you get a couple of fans, celebrity fans. And then they play it out as a league. I mean, not like the full league, but...
It's a good idea.
Which I think is a great idea.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine's working on it, and he did say to them, do you need any more Everton, showbiz Everton fans?
Yeah.
And they said, no, it's all right, thanks, we've got Donny Tourette.
Donny Tourette?
Yeah.
As an Everton fan?
Apparently so.
They asked me, actually. But
did they ask? Because I was going to say, I'd be so angry if they asked him instead of you.
No, genuinely, they did ask me, but I'm not good enough at football to do it.
Right.
And that's, you know, where it all falls down. I like a kick around in the park.
One of the other players is Liz from Atomic Kitten.
How is it?
She's not that good either.
But no, I'm not good enough, of a good enough standard, so I thought I'd make it, you know... myself.
But I missed that, my parents. That's a good show.
I've just never seen him look so smart.
Chappers?
Yeah, ever. He looked like,
I think he's got a wardrobe budget.
Yeah, he must have
something. What's Football Italia on? What's that on?
Five,
I think.
Does he have to wear glasses like Colin Murray when he does the football?
No, but he does stand with his hands behind his back looking very formal as though he's sort of, I don't know.
Oh, who's the guy? I know we're late for news, but, If you haven't heard the exciting news, Comedy Dave is now on television regularly on Nuts TV, the brand new channel that's on for 2.5 hours a night, if you can find it.
It's not 2.5 hours. 10, 11, 12, 1. Four hours.
Still haven't found it.
Presenting a show which they changed the name of just before minutes before they went on air. And it's a sports show that's on at 10 o'clock or 10.30 or 9.30. No one actually knows
I
now what time.
It's on. I still haven't seen it. I think it's on. the first part goes out at 9:45, And then the next part goes out at 10:30, I think.
Well, hang on, instead of seeing you after the break, it's we'll see you in half an hour. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
they put another show in between.
And who's the guy you do it with?
Jeff Norcott.
I think I might have seen him on one of these talking head things watching. I couldn't sleep last night. I was watching something on BBC Three.
I think he looks like a Cockney Squeaky McLean.
Right. That's hardly a big up.
No, I'm just saying facially.
But he said something that made me laugh.
He's a very nice man. He's a very funny man.
Jeff Alcock.
Norcott.
That's what he said.
No, we like
Jeff
him.
Norcott.
N-O-R-C-O-T-T.
Well, we're still waiting to text in 81199 if anybody's actually seen Dave on Nuts TV yet. Text in. But equally, just to get the numbers up, if you haven't seen Dave on Nuts TV, or if you haven't even seen Nuts TV, then text in also saying, no, I haven't. Or yes, I have. He was great. I've learned so much about
it. He was rubbish.
Generic sports news. Leeds United are doing all right.
I know you're not on the bottom anymore. You've leapfrogged Oldham.
Yeah. Second from bottom.
Mm-mm.
Friday night when we won, we won. We went from 0 points to 3 points straight out of the relegation zone because it was pretty much the first game of the weekend. Fifth from bottom.
It's amazing.
It's
six wins out of six. Is that right?
Six out of six.
That's very good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. It's very very exciting. Smart, Paul.
Pooka-tooka.
Dennis Wise, wobbly eyes. Hey, Nookie Bear. So, a very busy show today. We're going to talk about Established 1967. We're going to talk more about ghost hunting with Rachel, Allard and Dave. Who knows, Dom, all that stuff. There's a new odd box with Dominic, because he's on the TV.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, apparently.
Yeah.
Plus, 9 o'clock this morning, we're doing the Golden Hour.
I know, which is brilliant.
Butch and Sincere, but what was the year? And I believe, if everything's going to plan, 9 to 9.30, guess the year,
mm-hmm.
and then 9.30 to 10, just loads of old
free
songs.
Fall.
Yeah.
Free fall? Free form.
But
free fall is different.
Yeah. Loads
like
of old
parachuting.
So that's what we're going to do from 9 o'clock. If you're not allowed the radio on at work, you have to tell the boss that you have to have the radio on because it'll improve productivity and creativity.
And your 38%.
Yeah. Because you can all play along for 9 to 9.30 and then knuckle down a little bit to do some work and just enjoy the songs between 9.30 and 10. And then at 10 o'clock, well, I'm off the air to be honest, doesn't run out, you can switch it off, keep listening, doesn't it? So the Golden Hour is back for 2 weeks only from 9 o'clock this morning.
This is Radio 1.
Established 1967.
Let's get some news and sport with Dominic at 7:36.
Newsbeat.
And the top story this morning is a plane crash in Thailand. Foreign Office officials are still trying to find out how many British tourists are among the dead. At least 88 people were killed when the aircraft burst into flames on landing at the holiday island of Phuket yesterday. John Gerard O'Donnell survived but was badly injured.
It tumbled, next thing I know, everything's on fire and I loosened my strap. Couldn't find my friend but got out through the exit onto the wing. My friend was on the outside. He's in surgery now.
Well, there's a helpline number for anyone worried about friends or family. It's 0207 008 000. That's 0207 008 000. In other news now, there are already queues outside branches of Northern Rock as people rush to withdraw their savings this morning. The bank says there's no need to worry, though, after it took out an emergency loan from the Bank of England. Investigators are still trying to work out what caused the helicopter crash, which killed the rally star Colin McRae. His 5-year-old son and 2 family friends also died when it came down in Lanarkshire on Saturday. Newsbeat's Anna Lee is there.
Colin McRae was an experienced pilot. Now air accident investigators want to know what made him crash. His son Johnny, a 6-year-old friend and another man were on board the Squirrel helicopter. A huge area of land here has been taped off while experts piece through the wreckage looking for vital clues.
O.J. Simpson is to be charged with armed robbery in Las Vegas. The former American football star, who was cleared of murdering his ex-wife 12 years ago, is accused of being part of an armed gang which raided a hotel. And over the next 2 weeks on Radio 1, you can hear some of the biggest names in music covering tracks from the past 40 years. It's called Radio 1, Established 1967. Hard Fight, Girls Aloud, Razorlight and Kylie, just some of the names involved. The Kooks have done the Ace of Base classic All That She Wants. Here's Luke.
I actually think the lyrics and the verses are so bad. I really wanted to change them, but I thought, you know, you can't really, that's really harsh to someone. But the beginning verse, if you listen to me singing it, I just really don't want to be singing it. I just want to hit the chorus.
On the back pages this morning, it's all about Under Fire Spurs boss Martin Jol. Apparently, he's been given 6 games to turn things around, or his days at White Hart Lane are over. Well, once Under Fire, now having a ball, Sven's got a new lease of life at Manchester City. They're second in the Premier League, a point behind Arsenal after Michael Johnson's goal gave them a 1-0 win over Aston Villa. But Sven's playing down talk of a top four finish. A 3-2 win over Southampton puts Watford on top of the Championship. Dundee United beat St Mirren 2-0 in the SPL. Lewis Hamilton and Fernando Alonso's relationship just gets worse. Hamilton reckons Alonso tried to drive him off the track as the pair battled for position at the start of the Belgian Grand Prix in Spa.
I was on the outside. There was enough room for him to get round and for me to get round. He really just cut across and pushed me wide. If I'd held my position, we would have collided. Probably would have been better that way, but I think we did touch for a slight moment and, you know, I had to try and avoid it and go wide.
In the end, it was a Ferrari 1-2 for Kimi Raikkonen and Felipe Massa. Alonso was third, Hamilton fourth. His championship lead's now just 2 points. Casey Stoner has got to wait to take the MotoGP World Championship after Valentino Rossi won in Portugal. England's cricketers went down by 19 runs to South Africa in their opening Super 8s match at the World 2020. Set 155 to win, they could only manage 135 for 7. Captain Paul Collingwood.
It was a shame that we didn't take the chances. I think if we'd have taken the chances, maybe it would have been 20 or so or less. Disappointing not to have chased them runs down. Lost a few too many early wickets again.
And at the Rugby World Cup, England will announce their replacement for injured centre Jamie Noone later. There's hope Jason Robinson will be fit to face Samoa, though yesterday there were wins for Tonga, France and Fiji.
And the weather's going to be a cool day again with some bright or sunny spells later. Bit of heavy rain too, mostly in eastern parts of the UK. It's now 7:40.
I just want to say how sad it was to hear about Colin McRae yesterday.
Yeah.
And I've never met the man, and it's just such a horrible, sad thing because it's just so out of the blue, and especially because of his son, and just horrible. But it freaked me out a little bit yesterday because last week, and I haven't told you this yet. Someone I know has organised a rally day with Colin. In about a month's time, I was going to be going up to Scotland with a few other people and having a day with Colin McRae.
Right.
And I got told about this on Wednesday night.
Hmm.
And I'm like, oh my God, that's amazing. Because I've got a random thing. And I said, that's great. And this guy was saying, well, look, it's a surprise. It's going to be you and me and a couple of other people we know. And we're going to fly up to Scotland and we're going to meet Colin and... go out the next day, and then we're going to, you know, and we go through all this theory stuff, and then he teaches you how to do it, and then we're going to go out rally driving for about an hour in the evening, you know, when it's dark, but it's going to be great, and then we have a few drinks, and we fly back the next day, so I'm like, well, that's brilliant. And then, literally, Sunday morning, I get a text from the guy who's organised it, going, I can't believe it, about Colin, so I've no idea what happened, so I put the news on, so it's weird, it just freaked me out, because I've never met the guy, but it just, you know...
I was really shocked when I found out yesterday.
It's horrible. But, you know, literally at the end of October, we were meant to be going up there, you know. So just horrible. Just a horrible, horrible thing. All our love to his family and friends.
Yeah.
Just a horrific, horrible thing. Helicopters are scary, man. They're just scary things. You know, that plane crash is just horrible. And that guy, though, how scary is that? The guy on the news, it kind of washes over you. The guy goes, well, I managed to escape and get out onto the wing.
I know, that's amazing.
This guy's escaping a burning airplane. He's climbing out through a window onto the wing. You just think, you know, it makes a bit of turbulence seem like a bit of turbulence. Mm. You know, what I'm worried about. Anyway, doom and gloom. So that's all horrible.
Mm.
On the flip side of things, you know, to cheer everybody up, Alan's not in yet, and we'll be here till 9. You got to try and kind of, you know...
He's had a very busy weekend with the paranormal.
If I'd have spent the weekend there, I've had the paramedics. Huh?
When are you going to tell us exactly what happened?
Later.
Well, we can't tell you everything that happened, obviously.
Well, no, but I want to know...
That would somewhat ruin the programme. But we can play Guess What?
Not now.
In a bit, if you like.
This, for those of you, I keep saying this, Dave, Rachel and Allard went ghost hunting with a vet fielding. Oh, and Scott Mills, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah.
How did Scott survive not drinking?
Well, do you know, it was weird. I was saying this to Scott. It was probably one of the driest weekends.
How do you nip out of a haunted house for a fag? How do you do that?
I know you do all the time.
Really?
Yeah. He goes outside all the time.
Not now, love. I just need a quick cigarette. Back in a minute. Hold your scariness for 5 minutes.
It's one of the driest weekends that either Scott or myself have ever had. I think we had one glass of wine on Saturday before we went out.
That's very good.
All right, we'll talk about it in a bit. Because meanwhile, we're going to do Birthday Corner.
Your mum and dad did some stuff. Then your mum was up the top. 9 months later, you came along.
Monday, the 17th of September, 2007. Happy birthday, was your birthday today. Are you celebrating today? Are you 22? Are you called Dan Spencer? Yes, you, Dan.
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 Dan. Dan.
He's not listening. Dan.
Dan.
Dan. Dan.
Not there, is he?
No. No, he's not. Dan works with horses.
Is he a jockey?
He's a highly qualified riding instructor.
Wow.
Horse ride.
Dan has been taken out this evening for a surprise birthday treat and must be ready by 7 o'clock. Thank you for reading this from his friend, Sarah.
Friend?
That's what it says.
Mm.
Put that up in the corner, Dave, if you wouldn't mind.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Dan. Dan.
Dan.
Dan.
Are you in Bristol? Is it your birthday? Are you 17? Have you just started your first term at the Redcliffe Sixth Form Centre after a successful GCSE campaign? Are you called Emily Norris? That's a girl's name and a boy's name. Brilliant.
Emily.
No, Norris.
Emily doesn't work.
Emily.
Happy birthday, Emily, from Mum and Dad and Big Sister Kate. And Tango the Hamster says, nothing really, it's only hamster. Again, just irritates me when pets say hello.
Happy birthday, Emily.
Happy birthday.
Please wish Paul Rothwell from Dartford and Kent a happy 22nd birthday. Hello, Paul. Happy birthday. Lots of love from your girlfriend, Dot. Dot?
Yep. What's that short for?
Dorothy.
Can't be Dorothy. Nobody calls
Dorothy,
people Dorothy anymore, do they?
Is it? I've never known that.
Dot is short for Dorothy.
Well, yeah, but no one will. Maybe he goes out with a 70-year-old.
Dorothy.
P.S. Please read this out, or he won't be happy with me, because I'm going to wake him up specially for it, and if you don't say it, it looks stupid, because I'll be there going, what?
Yeah.
So, no worries, Dot.
Heart off.
Heart off.
And happy birthday, Paul, to you. Right, here's a guessing game. Here's a picture of a girl with a guitar. And it's her birthday today, and it's like an X Factor thing with Simon Cowell, Louis Walsh and me, saying, oh, I liked it, blah, blah. It says, happy birthday, rock chick. How old do you think she is?
This is where you get so much trouble, isn't it? 22.
Carrie?
18.
Dave?
21.
Rachel?
I know.
Rachel, say it.
Happy 11th birthday.
No way!
No way! She looks like Miley in class with a guitar.
Does, yeah.
Well, happy 11th birthday, Ellie.
Yep, happy birthday.
Listen, I've never met you before, but my oh my, aren't you growing up? Can you imagine what she's going to look like when she's 20?
I was just 11 years out there.
It's a good job we don't work on the door, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Ellie Sullivan in Reading, who is 11 on Monday, the 17th of September. After a lot of pestering, getting an electric guitar for a birthday. So maybe that's not her.
Maybe that's it.
Ah,
that's the picture of the guitar, not her.
Oh, I'm with you.
You see that?
Right.
See, of course, you see. She can't be 11, you divvies. See?
She doesn't look 11.
No.
Anyway, Ellie, happy birthday, Ellie Sullivan. In Reading, 11 years old. Love from Mum, Adam, Hamish, Steffi and Jude. I told you, I'm not saying hello to any more pets.
Oh, Hamish is probably a person.
Yeah.
Anyway, in the corner, please. Last one. To Chris and the team, please can you wish me a happy 14th birthday?
Oh, that's nice.
This is from Becky. Morning, Becky. She made us a nice little card. She's got pictures of herself all over the place. She looks like a young Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas. But with spectacles. So happy birthday, Becky. Mum and Dad said you would not be able to join me for a pizza meal, so I've enclosed £100 of my birthday money for you and the team to buy pizza.
So not that.
Rachel?
Not me. I'm wheat intolerant.
Can I ask a question? Are you wearing a new top today?
No, this is what I wore all weekend.
How much was that?
Yeah, £99.99 in the sale. Yeah. Anyway, love from Becky, Mum and Dad, and Connor the Cat. No, Connor the Cat doesn't. So anyway, Becky Draper, have a good birthday. Enjoy yourself. Don't drink too much. You know what you like, secretly, behind Mum and Dad's back when they're away. In the corner, please. Who would like to do the address? For H?
Go on, then.
Yeah. Send us in a card for a birthday of someone you love, and Rachel will read out the address.
Send your cards to Radio 1 and join in with the birthday fun.
Right to Birthday Corner, Radio 1, BBC Radio 1. Alright, I told you to get it wrong. Go on then, try again.
Send your cards to Radio 1 and join in with the birthday fun.
Right to Birthday Corner, The Chris Moyle Show, BBC Radio 1, London, W1N4DJ. Yay!
The one and only Birthday Corner on The Chris Moyle Show.
I've never seen a lesser enthusiastic yay from anybody. Yay! That was like the boss coming in going, hey, good news, everybody, you're all until one.
Yay!
Right, happy birthday if it's your birthday today. Myself, we didn't read out your thing, but we just get too many now. Believe it or not, the feature's working. The feature's orange.
Yay!
Right, still to come, ghost hunting with half of the team, and we're going to talk about 1967. Radio 1 was established in 1967. Her birthday is in less than 2 weeks. We have this amazing project where we've asked all these current bands to record songs from years that Radio 1's been on the air. We're going to play the first track from Established 1967 today. It's a track from 2006.
Because we're working backwards.
Yeah, it's a cover version by a new artist with a track that was a hit last year. We'll talk about that later. In fact, after 8 o'clock this morning, it's all coming up. It's 10 to 8. Davina McCall. Got a phone call from Davina on Saturday. I went to Spurs Arsenal.
Oh, yeah.
And on Saturday to obviously support the Leeds, ex-Leeds players.
Mm-hmm.
And Robbo had a great first half with bulletproof.
I heard the radio reports. I haven't seen the highlights back yet, but they said he had a good first half.
Brilliant. I even said to him afterwards, I said, you look bulletproof out there. He said, you know what? I felt it. He said, I really did. And he was doing all the things. It's all good.
Yeah.
Anyway, well done to Arsenal. But I got a phone call like 1 o'clock from Davina, who, I've just been saying to Dave, she loves the show so much. She rang me up to say, so I checked out that movie website that with all the trailers on that you were talking about, and there's a few trailers you've got to watch. There's one with so-and-so, and there's one with this, and what's it called? Ollie, right, and this one, and then that one's that one. Right, I'm going now, we're going out for lunch. Bye! Okay, bye. I love getting random phone calls from her. She'll ring me if she's watching 24 or something like that. Oh my God, I can't believe it. It was her all the time. I've got to go, bye. That's it. 5 second phone calls from her. This is very funny. Right, good news is, ladies and gentlemen, that Sean Crapston is still the UK's number one. So we're going to play a little bit of it now. Everybody sing along to this.
This song is truly awful.
Number one.
That's why it clearly doesn't work. Makes me feel suicidal. Suicidal every time it's on. It's just so truly awful. It really, really sucks so bad. Makes me feel suicidal. Suicidal, wanted to go away. It's the current number one, but it's demon number two. It's top of the charts, and it's all because of you. When will people learn that it's not big or clever?
Big or clever?
He's just some fat, nerdy dude, and I don't mean to be rude, but he ain't no beefcake hunk, just a cheesecake-eating chunk. And these beautiful girls wouldn't touch him if he worked at Asda.
Worked at Asda.
You know it just goes to prove, if your face is in the news and you're famous for a bit with a ropey minor hit, it can help you out and make you attract ladies that are much, much hotter.
Much, much hotter.
This song is truly awful. That's why it clearly doesn't work. Makes me feel suicidal. Suicidal.
it's on. It's just so truly awful. It really, really sucks so bad. Makes me feel suicidal, suicidal. Wanted to go away. There's now another pointless verse, and it sounds just like the first, although it takes a bit more time in the tedious vocal rhyme. But it doesn't help improve this record, which is clearly rubbish, clearly rubbish. You haven't heard my name before, and now you probably never will, 'cause my record is just pish, destined for future landfill. Everyone is asking how the heck is this reached number one, number one. 'Cause there's no as queer as folk, we are like a little joke, but it's wearing slightly thin, time for the bargain bin. So I'm going to sign off now before this record drives you crazy, drives you crazy. This song is truly awful. It's why it clearly doesn't work. Makes me feel suicidal, suicidal. Every time it's on, it's just so truly awful. It really, really sucks so bad. Makes me feel suicidal, suicidal. Wanted to go away.
There he is, Sean Crapston. It's the UK's number one again.
Well done to Sean.
Who's buying?
Yeah, well done.
Well done, Sean, because nobody thought it was going to happen.
Mm.
Anyway, sorry if you're going to be singing that song all day. Don't blame us. Blame Dave. We haven't even played Chege or anything.
No, no, it's still to come.
This is Radio 1.
Established 1967.
We are going to play the first of our established 1967 specially recorded tracks. We've asked 40 artists to record a song, a cover version, from a year in the last 40 years of Radio 1's life. We're starting this morning. We're going to play a cover version of a track from 2006. And then later on, Joe will play a cover version of a track from 2005. And then Edith will play 2000. That's how it's all going to work.
Mm.
So the first track coming up after the news and sport with Dom and Carey. It's 3 minutes past eight.
It's now 6 minutes past eight.
Radio 1.
Established 1967.
Yo! It's our birthday. Yo, yo! It's our big fat birthday. Radio 1 is celebrating 40 years of remaining cool and hip and trendy. We're calling it Radio 1 Established 1967. We're going birthday mongers crazy. This morning at 9 o'clock, we bring back one of Radio 1's most popular features ever. The Golden Hour is back from 9 o'clock this morning for 2 weeks. So every morning at 9, you'll hear the Golden Hour. Every night at 9, you will hear Radio 1 Legends playing some of their favourite records. Tonight, 9 o'clock, Sir Paul McCartney is DJ on Radio 1 for 1 hour.
Doesn't get much bigger
Paul
than that.
Paul McCartney! Do you guys own jingles? That'd be funny, wouldn't it? So, every morning at 9, the Golden Hour, every night at 9 is the Legend Show, and over the next 2 weeks, you can hear some of the biggest names in music exclusively covering a song from the past 40 years that Radio 1's been on air. Basically, we went to all these artists and said, would you record a song, please, for us? And unbelievably, they all said yes. The list is quite remarkable. These are all recorded for us. All specially done for us. So we went to these artists and we gave them a year from the past 40 years and said, look, here's all the top 20 hits from that year. Choose one and cover it any way you want. Either do a straight version or just do your own working of it. And the people we approached were Hard Fi, Girls Aloud, Razor Light, The Streets, Foo Fighters, Kasabian, Kylie, Amy Winehouse, Robbie Williams, to name but a few of the 40 acts to 40 tracks. There's more cover versions going to be played every day, every show. So we're going to start with 2006. Joe Wiley's going to play 2005. Edith plays 2004.
Isn't it Coxie play- for Edith?
Oh, is it?
Is I think it? So, yeah. Edith's on hold.
Oh, mama. So Sarah Cox, the mummy, will play 2004. Scott will play 2003. And you'll hear them all repeated during the day, but So this is it. 40 tracks, 40 different artists, each doing a song for the last 40 years. We're going to play the first one now. Last year, 2006.
Radio 1, established 1967.
Radio 1.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Having been captain for 58 of my 95 caps, I feel the time is right to pass on the armband as we enter in a new era under Steve McClaren.
Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up for Detroit.
The winner of the 2006 Nationwide Mercury Prize is Arctic Monkeys.
And what a scummy man. Just give him half a chance, I bet he'll rob you if he can. And see it in his eyes, yeah, that he's got a nasty plan. I hope you're not involved at all.
Steve Irwin touched the hearts of Australians and touched the hearts of millions around the world in a very special way.
Behind these closed doors, the very last Top of the Pops is being recorded. The rise and rise of music sites and web channels has finally sealed Top of the Pops' fate.
Steady as she goes on his way now. 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 Steady as she goes.
Radio 1. Established 1967.
Wow.
Great, that.
I think that's great. I've never heard her sing with a track like that. That was Corinne Bailey Ray performing Steady As She Goes by the Raconteurs, a hit from 2006. That's song one. There's 39 songs left to go.
Radio 1.
Established 1967.
There are 40 tracks from 40 different artists for 40 years that radio have been on the air. It's a mega project. Corinne Bailey Ray does 2006.
People are asking why there wasn't a 2007 one going back to 1967, but that would give you 41 tracks, wouldn't it?
1967, 1968, 1969, 1970, 1971, 1972, 1973, 1974. Work it out.
You do the math. I think it's right.
Now, if you do the math, Dave, that'll be 38 years.
Okay, so 1968, one. 1969, two.
I must admit, I've seen the list of tracks, and there's some absolute blinders. I've only heard about...
Three or four. Yeah, but what we've heard sounds... amazing. Fantastic.
But if we were to tell you the list, you'd be like, I'll put that one on. It's brilliant. So Joe Wiley from 10 o'clock this morning will be playing the 2005 song. When's she doing it? Do we know?
Don't know.
I'll find out. She'll plug it. She'll probably say when it is. Mm. If you want to know more about it, go to Radio 1
Online.
And you can see... the website's Paul McCartney on the front page because he's on Radio 1 tonight. Do-do-do-do, Paul McCartney.
Macaron 1.
That is great. I like that. Anyway, Corinne Bailey Ray, Steady She Goes. Good.
What's Macca going to choose as his, like, favourite records?
I don't know. We should have made them their own jingles. That would have been so funny. Paul McCartney, playing your favourite music. Paul McCartney.
He's a man that's got the best music.
The song Hey Jude is one that I wrote in the 60s. But what's lovely about it is to do it now in concert. Sometimes it can be 60,000 people singing this refrain from the end of my song. And that kind of feedback is why I do it. Really, people say, why do you still do it? You know, you got fed up yet? I said, no way. You can't get fed up with that kind of thing.
Radio 1.
Established 1967.
That was Sir Paul McCartney then.
Tonight from 9.
The first link apparently is very embarrassing. He goes, yo, what's happening, dudes? That's not sure. I just made that up. It's Rachel.
Joe Wiley, she's going to repeat that Corinne Bailey Ray track again.
All right.
And then...
about after 11:30, she'll have the next one.
About after 11:30.
Well, she might change things around a bit, so I have to be slightly vague.
Somewhere between 11:30.
12. But 11:45.
Yeah, 11:45. 12. So yeah, she'll probably stick that in 11:45.
But then I would be listening from 10, just in case she moves it.
Right.
She might not.
Oh, well, that's the first one. I like that. I like this Park Life track.
Radio 1.
Established 1967.
I tell you what, I'll take the shine off our birthday celebrations if we got sued to High Heaven by Blur.
I'm sure they've got official clearance.
I hope so. Anyway. Radio 1, established 1967.
It's national. Radio 1.
Established 1967. Oh, I think that's so funny.
It's just, it just shows you how radio jingles have changed over the years, doesn't it?
It's all that now. Mm. But in the old days, see, we keep it real with our singing.
I know.
But since we started doing it, I've realised one of the reasons people don't use the sung jingles anymore is they're bloody expensive. Mm. Whereas if you just go like this, one, you just do it yourself.
It's all done on a machine.
Yeah. Not like the old days, Dave. Not like the old days.
It's National Radio 1.
Established 1967.
All right, Jackie. Nice one, Charlie.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
It's hot and buzz.
Hot. Right, tonight then, Legends. Do you want to hear a trail for the Legends? Oh, let's do it now. Get it all out of the way then, shall we?
Radio 1. Established 1967. At the end of the month, Radio 1 celebrates 4 decades at the cutting edge of new...
Ah, do you know what? I've said all this, haven't I? So, Paul McCartney tonight, 9 o'clock. On his own show for an hour, playing whatever the hell he wants. Make sure you listen. Right. It's 8:19.
Hey there, Delilah, what's it like?
I tell you what, all the Radio Anoraks are going to be creaming themselves today. Radio 1, established 96.7, all that, lovely. And they've got old jingles and they've crashed them into the modern day. All the anoraks will be going...
It's an audio fest, isn't it?
Do you want to hear another one?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Radio 1.
The best sound in Britain.
Woo!
Radio 1.
Established 1967.
We used to have happy jingles.
I know.
Everything in the world is great, yeah. DLT's got a beard. Woo! Radio 1.
Play another one. Something traditional from you.
The voice of Radio 1.
Sorry, were you singing along?
Yeah.
The voice of Radio 1.
Radio 1. Established 1967.
Radio 1.
That was the first jingle.
The first ever.
Hello.
Radio
1.
The best sound in Britain.
Played that one, have I?
Yeah.
There's another one.
It's national. Radio 1.
Established.
I like them, they're clever. When they put the one on the...
Yeah, but the modern one.
That's good.
Radio 1. Established 1967.
Britain's favourite radio.
One.
A man gets in the way, doesn't he?
Do you think?
No, no, it's all about, hey, you want to buy a watch?
Radio 1. Established 1967.
It's fun, it's one, it's the best, and it's around.
Yeah.
The happy sound of National Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Just a happy sound.
A lot has changed.
Slightly cynical sound somewhat these days, but depending on who's on, but still happy nonetheless. Anyway, if you like all that crap, all that good stuff.
We've got 2 weeks of treats.
Do you know what we've got coming up at 9 o'clock this morning?
The Golden Hour.
We are literally just over half an hour away from the golden hour in the year 2007.
Oh, we've got the old jingles, we've got all the golden hour jingles, we've got all the jam jingles, we've got all the John Wells voiceovers. It's an anorak fest.
It's so exciting.
The only thing we don't have is a list of transmitter sites to read out, and that's it. Every anorak could be having an orgasm on here.
Every morning, blah, blah, blah.
Every morning, 9 till 10, the golden hour.
I saw a picture of him once, he wore a cowboy hat, and I thought, wow, he's proper American.
Who was he?
John Wells.
Voice man.
Here we are. I won't tell my hat.
You know John.
Oh, of course.
Old Johnny Wells.
Every morning, 9 till 10. Yeah. The Golden Hour.
So, Radio 1 remembers and all that.
Do-do-do.
There's some awful Golden Hour jingle ones, though. Really bad.
The Golden Hour. They sold a million.
They sold a million what? Dollies?
The Golden Hour. They sold a million.
Kettles?
Yeah.
Could be anything, couldn't it?
Dear. Anyway, so all that later. I'll play them later. It's great. And guess what? I have done the music. I am the music man. I come from Leeds. I've made an hour of first 9 o'clock. Do you know what the year is?
No.
Right. 9 to 9:30. What was the year? All songs from 1 year.
Yeah. So can I actually genuinely play along?
Don't say on the air, though.
Like we used to do.
Yeah, but don't give it away.
No, I won't.
Like, don't before the vocal comes on the first one.
So it's 1983.
Yeah, don't do it.
Right. I haven't seen the list, I promise.
Okay.
Is it 83? 84?
I'm not saying it.
86?
I'm not, just stop 85. Saying it. Stop saying it. We'll do it at 9 o'clock. They sold almost a million.
Doo-doo-doo.
I don't know if they all sold a million. I might not have done. Anyway, that is up later.
9 till 10.
Even Alan's in, he's that excited. Look, Alan's biting his nails, he's that excited. He does that. You know, that's a regular meal for him, is a Starbucks and his nails.
That's how he's lost weight.
Yeah, he eats his nails.
Hmm.
He's just, all that guy does is chew his fingers. He's either got a coffee in his hand or his fingers in his mouth or both. He talks to you, but some nail fly out of his mouth. It's gross.
He's an odd boy.
Anyway, 9 o'clock, wherever you are, people listening at work, at college, at uni, at home, you get to play What Was the Year? Butch and Sincere from 9 o'clock this morning. Woo, woo! Yay! Girls Aloud plays and Alan appears. Seriously, it's like rubbing a lamp.
It's like your walk-on music.
Yeah. The door opens.
Dry ice everywhere.
Alan miming badly, just like Girls Aloud.
Talking about knee hole.
Yeah.
Poking knee hole. Yeah. Poking the hole.
Cause I've been sad, I'm back, no chance of frozen, hoping that nothing ever blows. No, no.
Poking the hole.
Boy, did you ever think that loving would be nothing more than walking me home?
Bobby Friction feels very left out.
Yeah, but what rhymes with friction?
Diction.
Yeah. Maybe.
Selection.
Yeah, and other stuff too. Selection.
Selection.
Yeah, that's if one of the girls that was South African.
Mm.
Gotta do it with a special selection.
Friction.
Eviction.
Eviction.
Yeah, all right, just stop it now. Did you just say itching? Friction and itching. There's a lyric.
Well, often go together.
Less than half an hour away from the Golden Hour. Butch and Sincere, but what was the year? Can't wait!
This is Radio 1.
Established 1967.
I know I've been teasing all morning, but we will eventually get around to talking about ghost hunting with Alad, Dave and Rachel. We've got some X Factor clips to play from the weekend. We've got to play Chege again. Oh, the next half hour is very busy. Let's get some news and sport with Dom and Carrie. It's 8:32.
3-2 win over Southampton puts Watford on top of the Championship. Aidy Boothroy reckons they can bounce right back.
When we came down from the Premiership, my thoughts were, you know, we'll bring in a couple of players if we can, get some experience. It was too soon for us. We got there on the skin of our teeth. But if you can play poorly and win, then it's a nice habit to have.
Dundee United.
Who's he?
Aidy Boothroy.
No, Paul Lee. Who's he?
Wait, Paul Lee.
When we came down from the Premiership, my thoughts were, you know, we'll bring in a couple of players if we can, get some experience. It was too soon for us. We got there on the skin of our teeth. But if you can play poorly and win, then it's a nice habit to have.
I've never heard of him.
Badly.
Paul Lee.
He means poorly, as in badly.
Dundee United. Blackburn manager or something?
Paul Lee.
No.
It's Bruce Lee's brother.
Wow.
Yeah. Sammy Lee's cousin.
Hiya.
Dundee United beat St Mirren 2-0 in the SPL. Lewis Hamilton and Fernando Alonso's relationship's just getting worse. But Hamilton reckons Alonso drove him off the track as the pair battled for position at the start of the Belgian Grand Prix in Spa.
For the last few years, I've been watching Formula 1 and Fernando is always complaining about other people being unfair. He pushed me wide quite deliberately. So for someone that looks up to someone that's trying to set a status for a youngster to look up to, he's not really standing up to his position.
In the end, it was a Ferrari 1-2 for Kimi Raikkonen and Felipe Massa. Alonso was third, Hamilton fourth. His championship leads now just 2 points. England's cricketers went down by 19 runs to South Africa in their opening Super 8 match at the World 2020. And at the Rugby World Cup, England will announce their replacement for injured centre Jamie Noone later, but there's hope Jason Robinson will be fit to face Samoa. Yesterday, there were wins for Tonga, France and Fiji, and Team GB won gold at the Equestrian European Championships in Italy.
And the weather's going to be a cool day again with some bright and sunny spells. Some heavy rain later, though, mostly for eastern parts of the UK. It's at 8:36.
Hey, before we play these X Factor clips, it's going to make it even more insufferable than before, but that's massive news about Ricky Gervais winning...
Yes, it is. Yeah. Emmy.
An Emmy.
Winning an Emmy for Best Comedy Actor.
Yeah.
He's brilliant, so well done to him.
Have you seen his ad on the telly?
Yeah.
That he's done for his stand-up show?
Yeah.
It's quite odd.
Do you know what? I'm not sure about that.
Oh, really?
I've got to be honest.
Jake, I like it. I think
you know me. You know, you show me a sick joke. I love it.
Yeah, you're not normally a man with a moral.
Not at all.
I'm with you.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I think he's brilliant in The Office. I thought he's brilliant in Extras. And the stand-up stuff I've seen, I didn't think it was that amazing.
Well, no, it's
talking about the advert, not the actual quality of the stand-up.
I'm talking about stand-up.
The click thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what? If that was for a comic relief, and it was a parody of it, great, fair enough. Mm. But it's an ad to sell tickets for his show. Mm. I just, it's clever, don't get me wrong, but it's just, you know, I just don't know how I feel about it. But I do like it normally when he rips the hell out of all that stuff. That's great. But anyway, besides the point, it's Best Actor at the Emmys, Best Comedy Actor. It's great.
That's amazing, yeah.
Anyway, well done. I'm going to stop doing them podcasts.
One day it'll be us, won't it?
What, winning Best Actor?
Winning an Emmy.
No, Dave, it won't. And categorically say no.
For Nuts TV.
For Nuts TV.
And the Emmy goes too.
And the winner for Best Park Sport Generic Show split into two halves on a channel that nobody's watching goes to Comedy Dave with Nuts TV. Here comes Comedy Dave to pick his award up now. There he is.
He does sport in the shed.
Yeah, doesn't look like he sounds. Comedy Dave.
Thank you, America.
We love you, Dave.
Thank you. I love you too.
Why are you American?
You're American now, yeah.
Because you do. When you go to America, you have to talk more American. It's the rules.
Is that right? Right, here are the X Factor highlights from the weekend.
So tell me, who are your musical influences?
Did everyone see it? Did everyone not see it?
Yep.
I didn't see it.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
You were all ghost on it.
Yeah, but we recorded and watched it last night when we got back.
Okay.
You
didn't see it?
No.
Who do you think are the musical influences?
So tell me, who are your musical influences?
I don't know. Is it a girl or boy?
It's a boy.
Just think. Throw some out there.
I don't know. Yeah, Robbie Williams.
I'll say, Escob 7.
Escob 7.
Yeah. Okay.
So here he is singing a Nest Club classic.
Zippity doo dah, zippity yay. My oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity doo dah, zippity yay.
Brilliant.
Wonderful feeling.
I'd say yes.
Wonderful.
What's wrong with you, Alan?
Sounds terrible.
Did you not see it?
No.
All right, okay. It sounds terrible. Yeah. We don't play the good bits.
You definitely made that song your own.
Oh, Sharon always says that when she doesn't know what to say.
Mm. Yeah.
Here is Thomas.
I'm Thomas.
What do you do?
I'm a musician. I play, songwrite. And I've got a whole album ready to go.
An album? What's it called?
It's called It's Thomas.
Of all the names in all the
Thomas.
World.
It's Thomas.
Let's hear him.
When I was young, I never needed anyone.
You did singing lessons.
Making love was just for fun.
You never mind.
Those days are gone.
all by myself. Don't wanna be all by myself anymore.
Thank you. Thomas, there is no album. There will be no album release. This is all crazy.
I genuinely believe, I really do believe Simon Cowell, when he sits there and gets so annoyed.
Mm.
And I also believe when they look back at him and go, what? And he's like that. Seriously, you didn't think that was good, do you?
Yeah. I thought the best thing I've ever done, Simon. I've been waiting all my life for this.
How old are you?
14.
What's it called? It's Tom.
That's crazy, isn't it?
And that is the guy that's been training for the entire series.
Johnny, what are you going to say?
Do you know Elvis?
Yeah, I know Elvis.
You know Elvis?
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't love you.
Don't laugh, he's good.
Well, as often as I should have.
Yeah.
Little things I should have said and done.
It's like Elvis, isn't it?
I just never to decide.
Duke of the time.
You were always on my mind.
I like that.
You were always on my mind.
Thank you very much, Johnny.
It never took the time.
He was some witness, wasn't he?
I like to selfish here. Here we go. Knock yourselves out with
you're
this.
You're scary,
one.
That man. You're a great entertainer, but you're a pub entertainer. A pub entertainer.
No, you're joking.
No.
Well, let's put it this way now.
Yeah.
I've been offered work in Ireland.
Oh, an Irish pub.
I've been offered work in Spain.
Spanish pubs.
I've worked in Mallorca. Well, see this, I can sing.
Louis, yes or no?
I'm going to have to say no.
Can't believe it.
You're talking stupid.
He had the Spanish
eyes
as well.
You're joking.
Remember the name.
Johnny Rockwood.
Johnny Rockwood. Remember this?
Johnny Rockwood.
I'm going to prove you.
Sounds like a hitman for the mafia.
Right, but they go cross up again, bro.
I speak Italian, do you know what he's saying?
No, I don't.
Louis, we all know. Just tell us.
Okay. I got to prove what you're like. Now, see this.
That was weird, wasn't it?
I love that show.
Proper scary.
X Factor. Hey, by the way, that fella who was like the original judge they booted off still gets a little credit. Creative director or whatever.
Is it Brian somebody?
Yeah. That's the best job in the world. Never on the show, he gets a creative director role.
Brilliant. That's like that development job that you and me had years ago.
That's when the BBC had money to earn. 200 quid for turning up and having a meeting every week. Oh, bingo. Anyway.
Turn up and drink coffee and talk about new telly ideas.
Hey, they wanted it.
Yeah. I mean, granted, they didn't...
We gave them 3 brilliant ideas. They never got back to us.
So is anything currently on television that was your brainchild?
No.
Strictly Come Dancing.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
And David O just bought an island.
And Newsnight was another one of us.
And another was Ghost Hunting with Yvette Fielding.
Sounds like a winner.
It's a massive hit. And, let's see if a segue. We'll talk about it next. Here's a record. It's 8:44.
About you now.
Yeah. I saw a poster of the Sugar Babes the other day, looking great, airbrush among us, but still.
Yeah.
I'm not taking anything away from them, but look, lovely. Anyway, we're 10 minutes away from
the Golden Hour.
How exciting.
Chris Moyle Show.
Therefore, it must be 10 to 9.
National Radio 1.
So Friday, Allard, Comedy Dave and Rachel went up to some haunted house or something somewhere. Or maybe it wasn't so haunted, they maybe just switched the lights off.
And Scott Mills.
And Scott Mills as well, how could I forget him? And they went ghost hunting with Yvette Fielding, and we're going to talk about it now with Yvette Fielding.
Yay!
Good morning!
Was Yvette wearing a scary specky
dress? Yeah. She was. Do you know, there is a proper scary Yvette who has this... She's like the Princess of Darkness, and she's not the same friendly Yvette that we all know and love, because she's got this long, dark coat, and she's quite mysterious and eerie.
Looks great, by the way.
And Bullis is into doing things. Or leaves us in the dark.
And you loved every minute of it, didn't you?
Not every minute, but most of the minutes.
So where were you? There was two locations, I believe.
Yes.
Tell us what happened, Yvette.
Well, It was really difficult to begin with because...
Stop
it.
It's Denica Corner's career.
Stop it.
Sorry
about that. Don't mention the D word.
Don't mention D word.
No. Anyway. What was I going to say? Yeah, no, I didn't really know how they were going to be, what they were going to be like, and I thought, oh, they're going to turn up and they're going to be a bit kind of like, oh, this is all a load of rubbish. But Rachel was really excited, but she kept saying, you know, I'm going to scream, I'm going to be absolutely terrified. And I thought Alid would be worse, but it turns out that Alid was incredibly brave.
Really?
Yeah, and...
incredibly brave? Do you just walk around the house with bad lighting?
Not when really things start happening.
Listen, you can't even diss this in any way because you weren't even brave enough to come along because you're scared of the dark.
I'm telling you what it is. I'm scared of my agent because it wasn't an appearance fee. That's what I'm scared of.
What, the claw?
Yeah, the claw. I tell you what, if you stick her in a haunted house, she'll take 15%.
Yvette, can I tell Chris what I had to do in the first location?
Go on, go.
Yvette had to put me on my own in the dark in a room where two men had hung themselves.
Right.
And I had to stay in there on my own until Yvette came back to find me.
Okay, but you know they're dead. They ain't going to be in there.
They're ghosts.
The spirits are there.
Listen to this.
Yeah, but what are they going to do? They got hung. So the only thing you're going to hear is...
Oh. At one point...
Do us a favour, Alan. Loosen this, Runter.
In the first location, right, Yvette made us go into this scary house on her own with nothing more than her own camcorder thing, right? So I had to go up the stairs and we had to go into this really big, scary room, right, that we'd been in before. And this room was scary even with the lights on earlier on. And we went through there and as I went through this arch, I kid you not, I saw something in the arch.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Oh,
I saw something. And so I came bolting out down the stairs and I had to go in the taxi with Jeff for, a cup of tea.
Jeffrey, the psychologist from Big Brother.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time with Jeff.
I bet you did.
You did?
I do cry.
Oh, give over!
Rachel cried.
Why?
Because I was so scared. Not because... Oh, no, listen to me. Not because...
Yvette's crying all the way to the bloody bank. It's her show.
Not because of what there might be. Because I don't know still if I believe in ghosts, but... It was being in the dark and this horrible place. And
that's very outrageous. Where was it? Kent?
It was, yes.
Yeah. But what about, tell them about the small room that we went to in the guards house and we got pelted with stuff. All of us. That
Chris,
was awful.
I got hit by a ghost.
You didn't. You got hit by the guy with a boom mic.
No, there was no one behind me. I was against a wall. I got hit on my back and my head. It was very scary.
You see, we need to drag him on one of these things. It's no good. He'll never believe us.
Let me just sort out a few things. People are texting in their hundreds now, right? So first of all, the first thing you did, Yvette, you're trying to tell me that you're not having a laugh, Yvette Fielding, and the first thing you do is put Alan in a room with two well-hung men, all right?
No, they've hung themselves.
Right?
And then he was in another room with his back against the wall.
No one
Look, we went. Okay, one other thing.
Yeah.
You know the Ouija boards, right? You know you have a glass that you move around.
It's called a planchette.
There was one version with a wooden thing. It was a planchette, right? And we all put our finger on it. And it started to move.
Because you move it with your finger!
No, we didn't!
No.
It was just us four, with Scott, and we all promised each other we wouldn't, fake anything.
Did you contact Johnny Vaughan's career? Did you do that?
No, he was there. They weren't that good.
Honestly, I tell you what, it was a really, really weird weekend. I got terrified and I've totally embarrassed myself. I know you'll totally laugh at me when you see it.
I can't wait to see it.
You know me, because I'm not a big believer in the occult and the paranormal, but I was the stuff that happened this weekend that I can't explain, put it that way.
Yeah,
you were
definitely
scared, Dave.
I was scared of
Dave,
it.
What was Scott Mills like, Yvette?
I tell you what, it was the same as Alan. He was very brave, but at one point, me and Scott, I had to take him to another part of this huge fort that I took them to, and he was shaking. I mean, literally shaking.
That's because he hadn't had a drink for 2 hours.
In Scooby-Doo, when...
It's called turkey.
You know in Scooby-Doo when Scooby jumps onto Shaggy?
Yeah.
I did that to Yvette at one point.
Not just you, Rachel, but the whole lot of us. When that stone went flying through the air, all of you went, whoa! So I'm going to slow-mo it down, just for you, Chris.
Dave was so scared, he farted himself.
I got
what?
The bird.
No, I did. I had a couple of trumping incidents in the dark.
Sounds like, tell me that was you.
Honestly, there's a one bit where Alec kind of goes,
the ghost of flatulence.
Alec goes, tell me that was you. Tell me that was you. And I was like, yeah, it was just fast.
Oh, there's a terrible smell in this room. Dave's like, yeah, that's me.
Oh, dear. It's going to be really good fun. You're gonna love it, Chris. You're going to really laugh.
When is it on?
Well, the Radio 1 goes out in December, but it starts this Tuesday. Tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, ITV2, and the first one is with the Dingles, which is, please tell me you watch it. You'll have a beer, a glass of wine with it, and you'll wet yourself. It's
ghost
really
hunting
funny.
With the Dingles does sound genius. If you don't win an award for all that. And is it going to be on every week or every kind of month?
Every month, because it's a two-hour special, so. Okay. And there's loads of ghostly goings-on and things that can't be explained, but I can't wait for you to see this at Christmas. You're gonna love it. And you're going to want to do one.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I probably want to do one. They won't ask for the pub. So the Dingles are one, Radio 1's another. Can you tell us any others?
McFly.
Oh, brilliant.
Coronation Street.
Brilliant.
Who else have we done? Coronation Street, McFly, the Dingles, Radio 1. And
Yvette, can you talk about who you're trying to get, or is that top secret? Because if that comes off, that's genius.
If, which one? The one we just...
The one where you've got two of them possibly confirmed.
Oh, yeah, no, best not. All right, just in case it doesn't happen, I don't want to jinx it.
Okay.
But that would be very funny. Very, very, very funny. But you, it's really interesting because Rachel Allard have both said just before I came on the show that when they try and explain what happens to them, everybody looks at them like they're completely mentalist. Says, yeah, what a load of rubbish. I just said, welcome to my world. No one ever really believes you. So, it's but it's fun.
I can't wait.
You will find it hilarious.
So
you
watch will. It.
Watch it.
Tuesday night, tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, ITV2, ghost hunting with the Tinkles.
Sounds genius.
Right, Yvette, have a good day. Thank you very much.
All right, you too. Take care.
Cheers, bye.
She's such a nice person as well.
Right.
By the way, I said I don't believe in the occult, not Yakult, as someone's put on here.
I tell you, it was weird.
I bet it was weird.
There are things that I cannot explain.
Okay, everybody needs to pay attention and stop what they're doing. Watch Ghost Hunting tomorrow. All that lovely good. Right, now, we are 30 seconds away from the golden hour. Butch and Sincere, but what was the year? Are you ready, Dave?
I'm ready, Chris.
You don't know the year, do you?
No idea.
Okay, this is great. Radio 1 is celebrating its 40th birthday in a couple of weeks, so we've got Radio 1 established 1967. Tonight, 9 o'clock, Paul McCartney is on the air. This morning at 9 o'clock, we're doing the Golden Hour. It's back, and we're going to do it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, let's do the Golden Hour! The Chris Moyle Show. Oh, what have I got? Dave, you know you've written these lines for the Golden Hour,
mm-hmm.
Right? You haven't really got the right idea. It was a year that Ben Johnson won gold at the 1988 Summer Olympics in Seoul. Well, number one, that mentions a year. And number two, that's the wrong year. See, you've wrote all these over the weekend, but you don't know what year we've chosen.
Does it matter?
Well, yeah, because it puts people off.
All right.
It is not 1988. Wrong answers from Hayley on the way to Birmingham. Kate is driving to Leeds. Michelle is in West London. Mark is in his dump truck in St. Ives. Andy in Manchester. Vicky stuck on the M56.
9:34.
Teddy was loving that last half hour as Vernon Kay, because he wasn't on yesterday. Because he plays all the oldies on Sunday. But he wasn't on, so he's enjoyed it. But he didn't get the ear right until the second guess.
I only got it on YouTube.
All right, anyway, Dominic.
Lisa lives in Yeovil. This is Lisa Harvey, lives in Yeovil in Somerset. She knows Amy, who was on Friday, because they studied travel management at university together. About how to go on holiday and stuff.
Hi, I'm Lisa Harvey.
Lisa lives on Mushlin Way. Her and Amy used to play lots of netball together.
Lisa is a marketing person for Hovis, who make bread. Yeah. She works in High Wycombe. She once did a naked roller coaster ride for charity.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, I know, she did, yeah. And she likes eating curry.
I know someone who knows 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 Dom.
So, if you know Lisa Harvey from Yeovil, perhaps you've been naked on a roller coaster with her. 81199 is the text number, and then you can be my friend too.
Can you say the name of her road again, Dom?
Muchalini Way. Muchalini.
That's Muchalini. Like Muchalini. There's an avenue.
She lives
here.
On Muchalini Way.
Muchalini.
Where?
In Yeovil.
It's Way Yeovil, actually.
9:36.
Right, so between now and 10 o'clock, golden hour stuff, but it's each song is going to be a different year, so none of this half hour, 1 year business, it's all over the place. It all might right. be 93, it might be 1979, it might be 2004, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter. So for the next half hour, each track is different. Feel free to text in, 81199. The first song in this half hour is a classic. And it's on now.
The golden hour.
What was the year?
On Radio
1 FM, the golden hour.
JP in Devon says 1989, as does Steve Ferguson travelling on the A12. Simon Noldham says 91, Chris... Oh, not Chris, Richie the plumber says 94, Chris. You're all wrong. Stu Jones from Bridge North and Kirsten getting ready for a first date at uni, and Jan and Dudley all getting it right, as did Robin in Durham, said it was number one when I was born. Yes, I am a geek. Love you, says Robin. Getting Sinead O'Connor, and nothing compares to you from 1990. 17 years ago.
Radio 1.
Established 1967.
Right, so our birthday celebrations will start this morning. Tonight, Paul McCartney's on the air for an hour between 9 and 10. Paul McCartney. What's that, Dominic?
I'm playing air guitar.
Go on.
Well, I can't do this. Right.
Oh, I'm Paul McCartney, and here's Megadeth. It's going to be brilliant. Better what he's playing.
It's not going to be Megadeth, is it?
Why not?
He's a little bit of folk face.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's down with his folk face, Paul McCartney.
I remember being in school, the Liverpool Institute High School for Boys.
And I was listening to Folk Face. I loved Folk Face. They were the best.
Seeing as it's always been one of my ambitions to lean in on the mic and be DJ, thank you, Radio 1, giving me this opportunity.
And here's Folk Face.
Hey, Tom used to be a vegetarian.
I did, yep. I had roast pork yesterday.
Did you?
With crackling and everything. It's really nice.
Okay, right, back to the real world then. So, Paul McCartney tonight at 9 o'clock, which gives us a massive excuse to play the Beatles.
Radio 1. Established 1967.
Britain's favourite radio.
One.
Scott from Birmingham texted in saying, if you don't read this out, then I know the show is pre-recorded. You got us there.
Yeah. Hello, you, Scott.
Beatles, Lady Madonna, Dave, what year?
I'm between two. I'm between 67 and 68, and I'm going to say 68.
Ooh, Dominic.
I'm saying 69.
Kerry?
I said 69 too.
1969.
Yay!
Dave's got one wrong for the whole morning, pretty much. Well done there, Dave.
Thank you very much.
So we have one more song to go, and then Jo Wiley's on, and she'll have the second from our special Established 1967 tracks. We played Corinne Bailey Ray earlier, covering the Raconteurs from 2006. She'll play a current artist, Corinne, a song from 2005, at some point during her show this morning. But we've got time for one more song. And it's a top one. Bowie, Stereo MC, Sinead O'Connor, Beatles and Oasis. And do you want to hear the worst Radio 1 Golden Hour jingle we haven't played so far?
Yes.
The Golden Hour, Radio 1.
Oh dear.
Rock on.
Sucks.
Rock on.
Right, I hope you enjoyed that. And now, Joe Wilde will play new things from the playlist. Some records that aren't even out in the shops yet.
Modern music.
Modern music with, like, synthesizers and a proper disco beat.
Boo-boo!
And we'll be about 15 seconds
out. Oh, well, close enough.
She's all right. Here's Joe Wilde.
Did my ears deceive me, or did you just play lots of records and lots of music for the last...
I'm not here now. It's all on tape.
What were you doing during that time?
I was getting all the records...
Writing correspondence and things.
Catching up on some emails.
Did you have?
No, I didn't have one. I was... Joe, you forget. I used to be a hot rocking top 40 disc jockey.
Uh-huh.
So I can, you know, do you not see how seamless it was?
It was a beautiful thing.
Some of the jingles into the records were almost beat perfect.
Like they'd been pre-built or something.
The one into Courage to Kill the Cat very early on was my favourite.
That was a very good one.
Quite enjoyed that song.
I know the anoraks would have loved that. Jingle into record, same tempo, perfect.
See you tomorrow morning.
Bye. Bye.